This is Gordon Strong, Grandmaster Beer Judge, and I'm judging a Mendocino Red Tail Ale. It's a Category 10B American Amber Ale. Now, this particular one says that it's brewed in Saratoga Springs, New York, so it's obviously contract brewed, not from the original brewery. Let's see how it shapes up. It's a deep amber color. It is clear. It has a moderate-sized off-white head with good retention. Give it a 3 for appearance. You know, they can be a little darker than this. I actually prefer them a little darker, but this is okay. The aroma, getting a moderate citrusy hops mixed with moderate caramel malt sweetness. There's a little bit of malt richness that builds as it warms. Just get a touch of esters. It's pretty clean. The hops are fresh and pleasant, but they could be a little bit more prominent in the balance for me. I really like the caramel quality. Sort of like the caramel candy, the chewy cubes. There's just a slight papery edge to it. I wonder if it's just a little stale. I'll give it a 10. Let's taste it. Medium-high bitterness. Certainly assertive. Moderate caramel malt sweetness initially. Get a moderate hop flavor. It's earthy and citrusy. However, the malt flavor seems a little muddy. It could be cleaner. I wonder if it is a little oxidized. I'm not getting any esters. The bitterness comes out more late in the palate and asserts itself in the aftertaste and lingers. Getting the caramel malt, the hop flavor, and the bitterness in the aftertaste. Finishes fairly dry. I'll give it a 16 for flavor. I wish the flavors were just all a little cleaner. I do like the balance, though. Mouthfeel. It's got a medium body. Moderate high to high carbonation. It's pretty smooth. I'm not really getting any other mouthfeel characteristics, so I'll give it a 5. So overall, it's not bad. I remember it, the hops really jumping out at me more when I've had the West Coast version. Again, I'm not sure if it's a freshness thing or not. The flavors are pretty clean. I wish the malt flavor was a little bit cleaner. Certainly the yeast character seems pretty clean. And I wish the hops in the nose jumped out a little bit more. I remember the West Coast one having a really fresh hop character. The overall balance remains good, though. It is an assertively bitter beer. And it does play up the caramel malt. So that goes well. I do like the caramel quite a bit. So I'll give it an 8 overall. Total score 42. For the Mendocino Red Tail Ale. Contract brewed in New York. It's Category 10B American Amber Ale.